Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, in for Joe Donahue. Initiated in 1974 and revitalized in 2010 after a seven-year hiatus, the Chesterwood Antique and Classic Automobile Show has always been one of the region's most popular events. The 2012 event is taking place this Sunday, May 27th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Car enthusiasts of all ages make a day of it, looking at cars and exploring the historic home, studio, gardens, and woodland walks of America's foremost public sculptor, Daniel Chester French, creator of Abraham Lincoln for the Lincoln Memorial, and more. We are joined now by Donna Hassler, the director of Chesterwood, and Rich Bradway, car show event chair and Chesterwood Advisory Council member. Donna, Rich, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Donna, let's, before we talk about the automobile show specifically, remind listeners what Chesterwood is and what happens there when it's not the automobile show.
Chesterwood is the country home, studio, and gardens of Daniel Chester French. Daniel Chester French was a prominent American sculptor. Most people know him by his work, The Minuteman in Concord, Massachusetts, and the Abraham Lincoln figure at the Lincoln Memorial. People here in New York State will probably know his work in Saratoga Springs in Congress Park, The Spirit of Life, better known as the Spencer Trass Memorial. So he has created these iconic sculptures that are part of American art and culture in this country. Chesterwood was his country retreat. He lived there from May through October from the late 19th century, bought the Warner Farm in 1896, and French died there in 1931. He spent 6 months of the year at Chesterwood during the most beautiful time in the Berkshires, summer months. He was also interested in gardening and nature. And when you come to Chesterwood, he was very instrumental in laying out the woodland loss paths and also the formal gardens. He was interested in garden design as a sculptor, and he would create these outdoor rooms for people to gather. And we invite people when they come to Chesterwood to take the time to explore the grounds. And toward the end of June, we also open an outdoor contemporary sculpture show. And those works are scattered along the woodland walks, and it's a great opportunity for people to see contemporary sculpture also at Chesterwood.
And the automobile show is a big day of exciting events happening there.
It is a big day, and it really kicks off or jump starts our season, as car enthusiasts would say, because we open Memorial Day weekend. We're open every day. Grounds open at 10, and buildings are open from 11 to 4 through October 8th. So we're open every day, and we hope people will come out, not just for the car show, but for our other programs, events throughout the summer.
Rich, tell us about the automobile show. What happens on Sunday?
Well, it's an opportunity for car enthusiasts, not only the people showing the cars, but the people who want to come see them, to really experience a car show in a very, I would say, a very unique environment. It's, you know, everything about Chesterwood is about, you know, it's about beauty, whether it's the beauty of the surroundings and landscape or of the work that Daniel Chester French produced. And I think that just goes part and parcel with the kind of vehicles that we'll see at the car show. I mean, these vehicles are works of art in their own right. They're works of art on wheels. So people will get an opportunity to see some truly unique vehicles that they may not see otherwise. And you know, they'll see vehicles from the vast history of the car, of car history, vehicle history. So
how many cars are there?
Last year we had about just under 100, which was a modest increase over the previous year. But this year, through pre-registrations and people RSVPing, we're seeing a response that's four times of what we saw last year. Not that we'll have four times the amount of vehicles, but I would venture to guess that we could see somewhere between 125 to 150 cars there.
And what are some of the particularly special cars you know will be there?
Well, probably our oldest car will be a 1910 Oakland Roadster. And it's a really great story. The gentleman's father bought it in 1930, left it in a barn. It's a vehicle that's made out of wood, and it rotted, and this guy put it all back together.
Wow.
With the help of many car enthusiasts in actually the capital region.
Uh-huh.
We'll have a 1961 Jaguar that's featured in a number of Ralph Lauren ads. We have Arlo Guthrie's Mercedes coming.
That's cool.
And we also have other neat things. So we have about 7 to 12 fire trucks coming from the Antique Fire Truck Club of America. A power wagon with Smokey the Bear. I mean, it's just like the realm of what you could see there is unbounding.
And there are other Berkshire organizations involved. Restaurants?
Yep. We will be having Lakota Barbecue, who has made a name for itself, especially at festivals. And their food is bar none, some of the best barbecue you'll have in Berkshire County.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have Berkshire Mountain Bakery, which recently was ranked one of the best breads in America by, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Sevier magazine. And then we have the likes of like SoCo Creamery, who is really big in Berkshire County. And I have to say, some of the best support we've gotten for this car show this year has come from SoCo. They're actually going to be handing out free ice creams to all the kids who participate in our youth activities at the show.
What youth activities do you have planned?
Well, we have a youth judging program for kids between 8 and 12. It's sponsored by Hagerty Insurance, who's another sponsor of the show. Kids will get to learn about vehicles. The owners will speak to the kids about the vehicles. The kids will get to actually judge those vehicles, and then they'll actually present an award to who they think is the winner. And we will also have a car scavenger hunt for all kids that basically will take pictures of some unique things, either hood ornaments or hubcaps or grills or what have you, that are just unique to some certain vehicles. And we'll put it on a sheet of paper, and kids will go and try and find them. And whoever finds all of them will win a prize.
That's great. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's great to get kids involved because they'll, you know, remember then going to Chesterwood for the car show as a kid and hopefully keep coming
back
and bring their kids in the future.
Exactly. Yes.
I understand that your personal history is something like that.
It's very much that way. When the car show started in 1974, I was 5 years old, and my dad was very much a car fanatic. I would call him somewhat of a gearhead.
Uh-huh.
And he was an electrician by trade, and he wouldn't necessarily go to museums for any stretch of the imagination, but he would go to the car show, and he would go and list off all the cars and tell me everything about those cars without even knowing, you know, looking at the placards on the car. He could tell me, like, you know, that's a 1934, you know, Packard or what have you, and this, like, and, you know, they actually changed the engine in that year, and, you know, it's just like he'll give me all the details that you wouldn't normally get, and those are memories that I have today, and it's just something that really built a fondness for me for Chesterwood that now extends into not only cars but Chesterwood and you know, the beauty of the estate.
The automobile show is this Sunday, and then later in June you have another very exciting event, and I'm hoping in the few minutes we have left you'll talk about the Annie Leibovitz event.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh,
tell us about
right
it.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
I thought we were going to a break.
No.
Yes, Annie Leibovitz last year published a book called Pilgrimage, and it was her personal journey to historic places and sites that was of interest to her. And lucky for us, she found Chesterwood on her personal journey. She came to visit the site 4 times, and we are featured in her book. She will be speaking about her pilgrimage on June 25th at 7 p.m., and the event will be held at the Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington, and people can call the Mahawi Theater directly to purchase tickets for that event.
Do you have a sense of how she found Chesterwood on her pilgrimage?
Well, she went to the Lincoln Memorial and took photographs there. That will do it. And she also was in Concord, Massachusetts, where French spent a good part of his early life and actually discovered his interest in modeling and in sculpture. He took lessons from May Alcott, who was the sister of the more famous Louise May Alcott. And through the Concord connection, she also found Chesterwood. And from Chesterwood, she started researching more Lincoln sites and learned more about Abraham Lincoln.
What other events do you have on the docket for this summer?
We are opening our contemporary sculpture at Chesterwood exhibition. That will be June 30th. We have a curatorial walking tour at 3 o'clock and a reception from 4 to 6. We've been hosting an outdoor contemporary sculpture show since 1978, and over 500 sculptors have exhibited at Chesterwood. So it's an opportunity for both emerging and mid-career sculptors to exhibit their works in a wonderful bucolic setting of an artist retreat at Chesterwood.
And in a national historic site.
That's right. It's a national historic site, and we are an historic site of the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
How are the sculptors that get to exhibit at Chesterwood selected?
For the most part, it's a call for entries. We invite a guest curator or jurors to occasionally come up with a theme or not. But the works themselves have to endure the elements.
Sure.
Out of doors. It's not a good idea to put a plaster outside,
nope.
For instance.
Nothing made
so
of
they
paper.
Have to, and, or made of paper. They have to endure the elements and be of a size that can also endure outside. And through an application process where they send photographs and a description of the work, the guest curator makes a selection. So we have approximately 20 sculptors exhibiting this year, and about 24 sculptors. The guest curators this year are Cameron Shea and Priscilla Caldwell, who are the co-directors of Graham Galleries in New York City.
Chesterwood is located in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and the Chesterwood Antique and Classic Automobile Show is this Sunday, May 27th, from 10 to 4. The website for the car show is chesterwood.org/carshow. Chesterwood opens to the public Memorial Day weekend through Columbus Day. Grounds open at 10, with buildings open from 11 to 4 every day, including holidays all summer long and to October. The main Chesterwood site is chesterwood.org. Donna Hassler, Rich Bradway, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That website one more time, chesterwood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.